CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain direct you portion. And tonight being Wednesday night, we're going to begin with Mike through Papa. But before we do that, we'll get the pre-net check-ins, the EchoLink check-ins, and any new amateur radio operators. And just in case anybody was wondering about Gary, he is recovering, he is doing better, and he will take back up the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Wednesday nights when he feels up to it. All right, nobody's pushing him, nobody's rushing him. It's going to be on his schedule, on his time. He is feeling better, but he's still very, very sore. So we're going to fill in for him on Wednesday nights until he comes back to us and tells us he's ready to pick it back up again. So that's what I'm doing here tonight. There will not be a swap net until Gary returns. Gary holds the keys to the swap net, so he would have to train somebody on that, and he hasn't done that yet. So we'll pick up the swap net when Gary comes back. Okay, we're going to go over the pre-net check-ins, then we'll catch EchoLink stations next. For the pre-net check-ins, we have KA3JCA, that's Richard, bring with him, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley, along with the K3DOV Amateur Radio, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Appreciate you guys for checking in. Richard, tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. And KM4JWP, that's Brian, he's in Rutherfordton, good to have you, it's night, Brian. W2AMD, that's Andrew over in Simpsonville, appreciate you being there, Andrew. KX4M, Mel in Prosperity. Appreciate you being there, Mel. Appreciate the email I got from you this past week. W4FCM, that's Fred over in Travelers Rest, along with N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being there, Ben. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Looking forward to getting back out there working on the repeater some more, Pat. Get ready. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Belzer. Good to have you tonight, Jim. W4DF, that's Don in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being there, Don. KJ4UHF, that's Jack. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Jack. KO4NNH, that's Fred over in Piedmont. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KM4RJN, that's John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you guys for being there with us. KX4YM, sorry about that, Scott. I'm a little dyslexic. KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate you being there tonight, Scott. K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens. Appreciate you being there tonight, Roland. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Bill. KA5WLL, that's Leroy, he's the club treasurer. Good to have you as night, Leroy, hope you're doing well. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew over in Edmond, South Carolina. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in for everybody that has used that. That's what it's there for. If you have a hard time making it here or staying up late, you got an alternative method of getting in. And I see quite a few EchoLink stations, so we're going to open it up for EchoLink stations. Don't all of you go at the same time. EchoLink stations called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Net control, Alpha, Southwest Florida.
W4DJW. Hey, Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo Delta, Larry. And also my wife, Rhonda. Kilo Golf 4, Alpha, Hotel, Sierra. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Fred, mobile, or I'm sorry, here in Piedmont tonight at the Wharton Place. Dave, just want to say thank you for letting us know about Gary. I'm glad he's doing all right. KO4NH.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. And also check in my husband, Chad, K-O-4-M-U-E. We'll be in and out tonight. Thanks so much, Dave.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Juliet, Indiana, Kilo, Randall. Quick shout to my brother Larry, KC4SKD. Be in and out tonight. It's the first time I've been on the air with anything in quite some time. Thanks, sir.
Punta Gora, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. Appreciate you taking the time to check in all the way from way down south in Florida. Good to have you here. KC4SKD, that's Larry bringing with him. KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. Good to have you tonight. Larry, tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. She's our Monday night net control operator, one of the two, along with KO4NUE, our Tuesday night and sometimes Saturday night net control operator, Chad. Good to have you with us tonight, Anna. Tell Chad we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. And then I think this is one that doubled with Gus. That's KD4JIA. That's Randall over in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Randall. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. If I miss anybody, give me a text message over there, or feel free to go ahead and join in with any of the RF sections of the net, Echolink stations. You don't have to wait. If you want to, if there's a spawn, if there's a moment, a pause, and you want to jump in there, feel free to jump in there. Tonight being, let's see if we've got any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked in for a net before. They're not quite sure about the protocol, a little nervous about squeezing the mic. This is your opportunity. Go ahead and squeeze the mic, throw your mic, push to talk, and throw your call out there, and I'll do the rest.
Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Tango, Alex, new technician, new radio, first transmission. Thank you.
Okay, I got you went kind of quick on me. I got Kilo Quebec 4, Golf ? Tango. Can you fill in the question mark?
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Tango.
Is that Fred in Greenville? Okay, Fred. Well, welcome to Amateur Radio, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. That's what it's all about, is love to see those KQ calls coming out, those brand-new calls as they emerge. And again, like I said, welcome to Amateur Radio. If there's anything we can do to help you with your understanding of amateur radio or antennas or radios or any of the things amateur radio that you're interested in, feel free to reach out to anybody on this that we're here for. And don't feel like you can mess up. You can, but you can't do anything that we haven't all once done ourselves, right? So appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred, and take care. Stay safe. We do have another Echolink station, so we're going to grab that one more Echolink station before we move on to the RF section. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Good evening. Good evening, Dave. If you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all in the net, no traffic, no roundtable, and Dave, if you will, could you give us an update on how Gary is doing, if you haven't known any more news?
Okay, Stephen, yes, I can do that. Net Control, like to recognize KA4PQA, that's Stephen, over in Greenwood, good to have you this night, Stephen. Yeah, Gary is doing much better. But he's got a lot to overcome, right? It was not an easy event to get through. So he was explaining it. And we're glad that we still have Gary. Let's put it that way. So he's still very, very sore. There's some of the parts that happened to him are going to take a while to heal. So we're going to give him all the time that he needs. And he's going to let us know when he's ready to pick up the net again. And we're going to put the swap net on hold until Gary gets back, because Gary has the keys to the kingdom, and he knows how everything works, and we're not going to mess it up for him between now and then. So look forward to Gary's return. I don't know if that'll be next week or the week after or the week after that. I'm not sure what it'll be, but it will be when Gary is good and ready. So appreciate your interest, Stephen, and everybody else's interest in all of the support that he's been given. He's been given a lot of support. That's what it's all about with the ham radio community. All right, we support each other, so we're happy, we're tickled to death that we still have Gary, and we're patient, and we'll wait for his return. So thanks for asking, Stephen, we appreciate that. All right, now we're getting on to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight is Wednesday night, so we start Wednesday nights with Mike Through Papa, stations with the first letter and the suffix of their call. that begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW.
Dave, recheck one more time real quick before you go to the RF part.
Go ahead, Miss Lorena.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
W. Good night to everybody in the net. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Marble, and Greenville. We'll be listening for the duration. 73 for everybody. And please check Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Echo Lima. That's Alex. We will be listening. JW. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4. Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73, you're on the net.
Okay, I got you. Recheck. I'll be back to you in just a second. Net Control, like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. Bring with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KV4NC, that's Gabriel. Good to have you with us tonight, Gabriel. Hope you're doing well. He's bringing with him KQ4HEL, that's Alex. Good to have Alex with us. Tell him we said we appreciate him checking in alongside there with you, Gabriel. Take care and stay safe. And WG4MC, that's our Thursday night net control operator. That's Matt. Come back tomorrow night and be sure and check in with Matt tomorrow night because I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there and you will enjoy it. Recheck, go ahead.
This is KG4PFI. Just have a quick question. I did turn my radio on until a little later, but I wondered what happened to Gary. I know you said somebody was sore, but if it's possible, could you tell me?
Absolutely, Don. No problem. He did have a heart attack, and he had a large blockage, and they had to put a stent in. And he spent a couple of days in the hospital in ICU and a couple of days in a normal room, and then he came home after that. And when they were resuscitating him, they were pretty hard on him. And he is getting over that part right now. The other part, I think he's gotten over pretty well, but the surgery and all that stuff, he's gotten over. But they had a lot of hard work to do, Don, to bring him back. Okay, let's just leave it right there. They had their work cut out for him, keeping him with us. And he is with us, and we're happy he's with us. But he may have some broken ribs or cracked ribs or something like that. So he's sore. All right? He's been through a lot. But he is still with us, and he will be back, and he'll be calling this net again, and he'll be running the swap net. Any other questions there, Don?
I just wanted to know. He's a friend of mine, and I'm the one that's got him to call the swap net years back when I used to call it. And he does an excellent job, and I'm sorry to hear that he's going through what he's going through. With God's help, I hope he pulls through everything. I'll be out. KG4PFI clear.
Okay, Don. Well, I'm sure he's going to make it back, but we're just going to have to give him some breathing room, right? He'll get back. He'll be back. He'll be better, and he'll be stronger than ever. Appreciate your concern. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group who would like to check in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. I know I'm out of turn, but I know everybody has a lot of questions. So if I could check in, K3JOY, Joey. KI4DOS, Gary, we saw the doctor, and if it suits you, we'll do a brief update and let you move on from there. Maybe that'll help a little bit.
Absolutely, Joy. Net Control, like to recognize K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and KI4DOS, that's our regular Wednesday night Net Control and Swap Net operator. So, Joy, please go right ahead with your update.
We went today for his first after the hospital appointment. Dr. San is pleased with his progress. He also confirmed that Gary has a strained or sprained intercostal muscle, and that's where the soreness is coming from. He said the good news is it will heal. The not so good news is it's going to take a while. So he's got to get through that. Obviously, I mean, this is not rocket science. I'm tired. Don't tell anybody. He tires easily, Dave. So as much as we appreciate everybody wanting to talk to him and all that, I cannot express how much Gary and I appreciate that. But here is a possible solution. If you're just missing him so bad that you think you have to call, please don't call. Send Gary a text, and if he's filling up to a telephone call, he'll call you back. If you text him and he does not call you back, please don't be offended. We want him back 100%, and if just as he holds the keys to the kingdom with the swap net, I hold the keys to the kingdom over Gary right now, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get him well, and then I'll be more than glad to share him with you guys full time again. Thanks so much, Dave. K3JOY, back to Nat.
Well, thank you very much, Joy. That was a very good update, encouraging update. We're looking forward to it, but we also understand that he's got some work to do. He's got some, and it's going to take some time, so we'll let him do that. Does anybody need any fills on Joy's announcement?
Gary, K3JOY, sorry about that, Dave. I'd like to make contact with Miss Joy and tell her something, if I may.
Go ahead, Stephen.
K3JOY from KA4PQA. K3JOY from KA4PQA. Are you still listening on the frequency, Miss Joy?
Go ahead.
Miss Joy, if you will give Gary a message whenever he's able to take it, be sure and let Gary know, Miss Joy, that myself and my wife Jennifer have both been asking about him, and that he has been in our thoughts and prayers, and that we have been thinking of him a lot.
Take that so much. I will pass it on to Gary. We appreciate your prayers, and hey, if you got room on your prayer list, keep praying, because he does have a road to get down, but he's gonna do it. I'm gonna make sure he does. So. I appreciate all that, and to you and your wife both, thank you so very much, and hope you all are doing well. Take care down in Greenwood. K3JOY, back to Nat.
All right, glad we could get you together, and thanks for your concern, Stephen. That is greatly appreciated. And we're going to get back to the roll call. Now, we're still in the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like we got everybody in that group. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yeah. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Dave, and getting the update. We appreciate that, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be nano. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
DJW. November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. N4QNV, this is Brian and Greer, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's my neighbor Tom over here just across the way, not very far. Tell Ms. Bernice we said hello, Tom. We appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's down in Liberty. Good to have you this night, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us tonight. And N4Q QNV. That's Brian over in Greer. Good to have you this night, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, some of those that group must be waiting for second shift, so we'll go ahead and bump it on up to the last group in the alphabet, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Station with the first letter in the suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That is Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Hope you're doing well and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, Tommy has that group all to himself. It looks like they may be waiting on second shift as well. We're going to bump it up to the top of the alphabet now, A through D, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey. N 4 ASW, Tony in Nashville. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everybody.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize N4ASW. That's Tony over in Asheville. You're sounding really good in here from Asheville tonight, Tony. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who always sounds good from Greenville. Good to have you this night, Kurt. You're doing well, too. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding good. KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. You're sounding good as well, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Dave, starting to call you Gary. Thanks for holding the net, and please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Dave, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Kettler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for calling in for us tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, out mobile tonight, headed back to the house. No traffic, no comments tonight. Thanks, Joy, for the update on Gary. Good to hear he's doing well. 73 to you and everyone on this.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He is our Sunday night net control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. From Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Harry. You're sounding exceptionally well this evening. Propagation must be doing good because a lot of people are sounding good. AK4HR, that is one of our Saturday night net controllers, Mike, who is mobile headed home. Good to have you with us, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and take care. Stay safe out there on the road. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we have made it to the patient group for a Wednesday night. That is the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Kilo Kilo 4.
Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Very glad for all the updates about Gary. I've been listening since this thing started. All good news. Encouraging him to continue on to get stronger. I'll be negative and negative after that, and 73 is each one of you.
4 DJW. Please check in Kilo, 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John and Horseshoe. And I'll be negative and negative. Over.
W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
JW. Dave, if you would please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. This is James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, I heard you when you were calling CQ from the parkway. But I only had 1 watt, and I couldn't get back in. I was on a rubber duck, and 1 watt, I think I was outside in the backyard with Maggie. But I tried to get back to you, but it wouldn't make it. But anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4JKH, that's John over in Horseshoe. Sounding good from Horseshoe tonight, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4JKV, that's another Monday Night Net Control operator from Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Stay safe. And KK4JD, that is Joe over in Greer, neighbor of mine in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down here in Woodruff. I'll be negative negative. I was trying to get in, but I guess I doubled with you when you gave that final call and moved on. But and also, thank you, Miss Joy, for that update on Gary. He's been in our thoughts and prayers since I heard about this when it started. Over.
DJW. Dave and Net, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, telephone relay, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I'll just add a that I am also tickled to hear Joy, and all of us who have significant others who will look after us when we're down can appreciate what Joy is doing for Gary right now. It's marvelous to hear. It's a great thing what love does. Back to you. KK4JBQ.
DJW. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Bob back finally in Piedmont tonight. I didn't hear the update from Joy, but I understand that Gary is mending and doing well, is my guess from what I've heard. And thanks for calling the net tonight. 73 to everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
RON Whiskey Delta 8 Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Okay, that was a good grouping. We did have a double. I think I got everybody, but if I didn't, check back with me so that we can make sure that we get everybody. KO4ZYX, that's Daniel over in Woodruff. Good to have you with Daniel. And sorry for the double there, but appreciate you being persistent and getting back in. Good to have you with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna by telephone relay. I take it she's out of town tonight, Larry. Appreciate you being here. I've got you down for comments, so we will, well, I had Donna down for comments. I got to switch that to you. Now you're down for comments, not Donna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in a little bit. AA1RD, that's Bob, who's back in town. And yes, Bob, Gary is doing better, but it's going to take a little while. It's not going to be a really fast thing because he underwent a lot of pressure when they were fixing him. So he's doing better. He's getting better, but it's not going to be like overnight. It's going to take a little while. So we're going to let him take his time, and he'll be back with the swap net when he returns on his time. And WD8RON, that's Ed. He's over in Brevard, North Carolina. You sounding good, Ed. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're check-in number 60, by the way. Good to have you with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Kieran Anderson, negative, negative.
N4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
W. Dave, I think that was a triple. This is N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, I'm in Cleveland, no traffic, no table tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
JW. Doubling, tripling on Keith and Shane. Good evening, Dave. Please check in N4DJC. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. Negative and negative.
KW. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, K4RW. Richard and Grimmel, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for being there tonight.
W. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid Fletcher. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. That was very nice. I said hello. Thank you for calling it, and good evening to all. Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, that was another good group. And Shane, I think it was either a triple or two doubles to make a quad. Anyway, I think we got everybody. That's the important thing. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being there. KM4CHY, that's Keith, all the way from Seneca. You're sounding good from Seneca tonight, Keith. Appreciate you taking the time to be there. N4ZLK, that is Shane over in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. K4ROW, that is Richard over in Greenville. You're sounding good from Greenville tonight, Richard. Do appreciate you being there. And W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, we're in the open section, so you're not out of turn. And even if you were, it wouldn't matter. Better you get checked in than not, no matter. And Sid does call the 14664 net on Wednesday nights. Not Wednesday nights, on Sunday nights. This is Wednesday night. Yeah, Sid calls the Sunday night 14664 net at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. That's just a click or two up from where we are right now, 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5 and a negative offset. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And take care and stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4JBM, that's Jerry, and Campobello this evening. Good to have you here tonight, Jerry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's 66 check-ins just in the formal portion of the net. Gary has quite a following on Wednesday evenings. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first and only one up on the brand new clean shiny stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry over in Greer. Larry, you got a brand new clean shiny stump all to yourself. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, and everybody still on the net? This is a marvelous place.
It really is. And I do so appreciate what you do, Dave, to keep it running as smoothly as it does. Stepping in when necessary, and this is a Wednesday night is a popular night. Do want to mention, I missed because I was on the phone with Donna. She is in Rhode Island. That just sounds so far away to me. and we had a good conversation, and I was delayed a bit. Don't know if you had an opportunity to give folks a second opportunity if they're hungry to listen to the SwapNet. You might give them directions to the website and the listings on the club website.
Well, that is a good idea. I am navigating to it because we did do a refresh on the Breyers website. So it is brand new. If you haven't seen the new Breyers website, go to Breyers.cc and you're going to see a very nice interface on the front. Very professional looking, very nice interface on the club site. And I'm going through there looking for, I know that there is a link to, there it is. I can find it. So if you go to it, you'll see there's a main menu that goes across the bottom of the screen. About Us, Club News, Club Repeaters, and under Club Repeaters, right, if you're going left to right, the first menu item is About Us. The second menu item is Club News. The third menu item is Club Repeaters. If you just hover over Club Repeaters, or if you're on a phone, if you just tap it, then, its menu's got like three little hamburgers. If you're on a phone, you just click three little lines that look like a hamburger, you know, top bun, meat, and bottom bun. You click on that, it'll open it up. And you'll see SwapNet in there. If you click on that, it gives you a little bit of information about the SwapNet. And it has a little checkbox or a little button down there that says, check out the current SwapNet list. And if you click on that button, it'll take you to the SwapNet. And there are quite a few things on there. And Gary maintains it. And that's what I said. He's got the keys to refresh that and operate it, right? I do not. So, and he knows what's where and who to contact if you decide you want something on there. So you can take a look at that, and you can go through that so that when he comes back, you can ask about anything that's on there that you're interested in. So I hope that helps. That was a good idea, Larry. I appreciate you bringing that up because we do need to let people know about that. We are kind of delinquent about that. Now that we've got a brand new, clean, shiny website, all the more reason to do that, Larry.
It's a lot of extra work, but I am one person who encouraged Gary many times to put all that information on the website for folks who are interested. So, while we're on the topic, I just want to recognize that I think all of what Gary has been through shouldn't go without our thanks, our prayerful thanks for the people who were working at the table where he lay and brought him successfully back to us. Let's just all be thankful that there are people who are skilled and can do the kind of thing that he needed. I ran into a bit of a snag here yesterday. Don't think I spoke about it before, but if ever your radio goes on the fritz, that is to say, no button you push does anything but beep, it probably needs to be reset. And I spent about 2 hours trying to press the right combination of buttons before I went to the manual. You know, we all do that, I guess. And I finally pressed two buttons and I was all back the way it was. Son of a gun. And so there's a tip for you. Don't be afraid to pick up that manual when you're that deep in the darkness. Oh, boy. Yeah, so Donna has been in Rhode Island. She's there for a conference. and she's truly enjoying herself and has had beautiful weather. She's taken lots of pictures. I requested that she, you know, everybody, this is something that came up in our conversation tonight. Everybody's carrying a camera with them, and a pretty good camera. If you've been involved in photography and what it has been, the struggle it's been to have a good camera with you. You know, it's always said that the best camera is the one that you have with you when you want to take a picture. So I don't think there's another time in human history where so many people have had a camera on their person. We do want to remember our lives from time to time, and the things that we've seen and the people we've been with, stuff like that. Pictures are great. So, anyway, what's new in your world, Dave?
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yes, Gary did. Very thankful for the EMS operators that brought Gary back to us. Right, so they were very skilled at their job. They were very persistent. And we're very happy that they were skilled and that they were persistent. So, absolutely on that, Larry, you hit the nail right square on the head with that one. And I thought about you earlier. I was at a jeweler's today. Amy had a ring that I got for her many years ago. It was after we got married. And it wasn't, normally most of the jewelry I ever bought, it all matches the wedding jewelry. Most of it did. But this was just something that didn't. It just had like 9 stones around the front of it. And one of them came out. And I thought, I had to take it and have it appraised and fixed. And I was thinking about you, one stone to be put in. I didn't know if they'd charge me, you know, $50 or $1,000. How does anybody know what a jeweler's going to cost them? I don't know. But the price of it's a little tiny diamond. It's not very big. And, you know, gold back when I got that for was probably about $600 an ounce. Now it's $1,800 an ounce. So who knows? But anyway, I was just letting you know. But the thing about the cameras too, I always took film. People got tired of me taking pictures. They said, put it away. But I've got thousands and thousands of pictures now with DLS or whatever that was, the ones that had the mirror, the reflective mirror and the memory thing that you could hold the button down and it'd take a half a dozen pictures. I used to have Nikon 70s and 700s and that kind of stuff. But I use my phone now or a multirotor. Multirotors take good pictures too, really high quality. So, and it gives you a little bit of a different perspective. You can be up looking down. So that's kind of nice. So absolutely, you got to take pictures. You got to remember. My problem is I've got them scattered all over the place. They're on this hard drive and that hard drive and that hard drive came out of that computer when it quit working and it's got those pictures. You know how that goes. KK4JVQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah. You caused me to do a lot of remembering there when you spoke of the replacing stones and rings. I did a lot of that as a jeweler, and I saw a lot of incredible stuff. The one that pops up to the top is this lady who came to our counter, and she took a regular business size envelope, opened it up, poured diamond out on the counter. It was a nice something a little over half a carat, and I says, oh, because that was unusual. And she says, I just found this in the back of my refrigerator. It's been almost a year since I lost that, and I didn't know where I'd lost it. We looked everywhere, and she was cleaning her refrigerator and found it on one of the bottom shelves back in one of the corners, and she was so happy about that, and she had the mounting. She said, can you just pop it back in there for me? And I took a look at it. It was a standard Tiffany four-prong mounting. And it had been worn down. My next question was, so how long have you had this ring? She says 38 years. A diamond might be very hard, very durable. They don't really last forever, but the sentiment does, let's hope. But the stone, when it does get just the tiniest bit loose, will rattle around in there, and the diamond will cut gold so easily. And what it did, it undermined the mounting that held it. And I explained how we could repair the ring or put it in a brand new one, a brand new setting. And she went for that because she said, now could this last another 38 years? And I says, honey, if you're married for 96 years, then do you have any problem with it? Bring it back. So anyway, I was, she was tickled, just tickled. And I remember fondly all the counter work. You really have to, as you might imagine, you have to be a people person to work with the public. You see everything. And sometimes it's joyful, especially in a jewelry store. A lot of people come in with, the happiest times in their lives are marked by jewelry items sometimes. And you see some duds too. You know, some folks come in. A fella came in with his hand all swollen up. He had a VMI ring, Virginia Military Institute, I believe that's what that stands for. And he'd had it a little over 40 years. And he put on a little weight everywhere. So the ring didn't fit so much anymore, and it got stuck. And he started struggling to get it off. And of course, the edema that caused, he came in after being three other places. They even went to the emergency room, and they didn't have the correct saw to take it off. We did, so I sawed it off. He was a happy camper. College ring like that is meaty, made of 10 karat, very hard alloys and the gold. So, yeah, that brought a nice memory back to me. Anyway, Dave, I could talk all night. People don't want to hear me talk all night. Thank you so much for taking over tonight and making us all welcome. This is a community where everybody has a voice if they want to. And my thanks goes out to you and all the other work you do to keep this running. Thank you. And I'll turn it back over to you, KK4JBQ.
Well, that's really interesting, Larry. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. I do very much appreciate that. I'm mechanical, but I've never done anything with jewelry. And I'm just amazed with what people can do with such small... On social media, sometimes I see people with little tiny, tiny pieces of jewelry, and they've got these special little tiny saws, and they've got hammers with like BBs, and they can mold that like it's putty, right? And then when in the end, you come out with this really beautiful piece of jewelry, and it's like, wow, it's amazing to me. I've done mechanical stuff for most of my life, but never anything like that. So I'm just intrigued to hear people talk about that. But Amy's diamond has come out of its setting twice. And once it was like at a like a Starbucks or something like that, and she looked down there and it was gone, and she started panicking, and she called me, and she's on the phone, and they got down on their hands and knees, and they finally found it. It took them a while, but they finally found it. And the last time, that was the first time it popped out, and we went and had it reset because we figured we were just lucky that it wasn't gone forever. Second time that happened, and I think it wasn't near as hard to find, but they beefed up. They said, we're going to take those prongs, and we're going to separate them. We're going to take the diamond and fit it to those prongs, and then we're going to make them thicker. They made those prongs a lot thicker. So now, like you said, it'll cut those things, but it's got more cutting to do. So we'll notice that it's loose this time before it comes out. And I guess it has to do with, you know, she doesn't take hers off when she's doing anything, right? So I guess there's more wear and tear on them when they don't take them off. Like when I'm washing my hands or washing the dog or something like that, or out in the cold, I'm afraid mine's going to come off and I'm not going to know about it, and it's going to be gone. So I take it off and put it where I know about it, and then when it's back safe again, I'll put it back on. But she doesn't do that. It stays on all the time. So I guess it's just particular, and it's good to hear about things like that. So I appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, Larry. You take care, and again, hope Donna makes her a safe trip home. I know it's fun to go off to places like that, but it's typically more fun coming home than it is going out. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in KI4, EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KI4EJY. That's Elijah over in Lyman. You're sounding good tonight, Elijah. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, last call before we shut down the net all the way through the alphabet. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where Matt will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tomorrow night, and I'm sure you will enjoy it, and I'm sure he will appreciate you being there. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.